The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Well, we got a couple of commentators on today, but they're not Russets. Yeah. No, they're golden potatoes. Golden taters. Yeah, that's true. We got Robert Stanley on at the bottom of this hour, talking about the dark side of artificial intelligence. Dr. Jerry Newcomb from D. James Kennedy Ministry is going to be joining us at the bottom of next hour. But in the meantime, for those of you who are having some difficulty because you can't reach us by phone, the number I've been given is 631-359-8232. For those of you who need to have neighbors or friends that want to listen and have no other way to listen other than by phone, you can listen there. Apparently, there's two other numbers on the Power Hour website that you can dial into. But, of course, if you don't know what the numbers are because you don't have internet, I'm giving you one right now so you have it. You can share it with your friends or, you know, if you get to a computer and you get our email blast, I mean, check with your neighbors or your friends that you know are listening to the show and get the information from them if they've got internet. Best way I can figure it out. Got it. You got to reach out and touch someone sometime. You can't stay cowered in your place. Got to get out and communicate with people to find out what they're thinking. Well, there's a whole lot of stuff to think about now. Why we're talking about AI, because AI to me, artificial intelligence, I mean, it's bad enough we got amusement. Remember, that's why they got amusement parks, right? What is amusement? Amusement is another word for not to think. And so now you substitute AI, artificial intelligence. Sometimes I think it's a contradiction in terms. Artificial intelligence means the human mind doesn't have to think anymore. See, this is what we've become. Now we're letting a computer do our thinking for us. Oh, what a great way to cheat. You can use ChatGPT to write our term papers. How do you know that ChatGPT isn't going to plagiarize and commit copyright infringement? You don't. And you put something out there and you rely on ChatGPT and all of a sudden you get sued. What are you going to do? Blame it on them? Bring the creators of ChatGPT in as a third-party defendant in your lawsuit? How's that going to work? They're just, oh, man. They're going to deny having any involvement. We can't help it. You chose to use the service. Wow. It choked up over that. For those of you who don't understand how we exist here at the Power Hour, it's because we have the Power Mall. I did not know that we still have copies of the real Anthony Fauci left over, and we're going to give them to you 20% off while supplies last. We really need to clear them off the shelf, folks, and you really need to get educated. And if you have people out there that are still doubting Thomas's after all this has happened, because of the leak. I mean, there's all sorts of news today we're going to be talking about. The real Anthony Fauci book is important to wake people up that don't fully understand this whole thing is a bioweapon designed to kill most of us here in America. We also have Silver Shield sanitizer, 30% off, and we have the Daily Deal going on. And we also have this gorgeous Joyce Riley coffee mug right here. I'm holding up to the camera so you can see it if you're watching us on video this morning because we stream live on thepowerhour.com. It says, knowledge is power. On the backside, there's our Power Hour logo right there, and you can have coffee with Joyce in the morning. There's the Constitution in the background. You can see that, we the people. Hopefully, it's not we the sheeple. You understand the Constitution? Almost. Well, was it a good learning curve? Not bad. Yep, okay. Well, we know whether you're sheeple or not. And, of course, if you're thinking, let's say we have first-time caller like Jeff from North Carolina called up yesterday, said he just started listening to the show. So if you're calling like Jeff, if you call the Power Mall for the first time and you use the checkout code FIRST10, whether you call by phone or you go online and order at thepowermall.com, We're going to give it 10% off by using the code FIRST10 at checkout. That's F-I-R-S-T, the number 10. And if you call us at 877-817-9829 when the phone lines open in the next hour Central Time, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central, you know, we can get you a Power Mall catalog, and you can use that 10% off first 10 order for your code to get 10% off. The spring sale, quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinew Orega, which is really good for the head, Latero Flora Probiotic, Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic, Optivita Digestive Enzymes, all 15% off as part of our Allergy Relief Product Spring Sale. And let's see, we got 10% off the White Harvest Heirloom Seeds while supplies last, as well as the Willard Water. Boy, that sometimes it's a tongue twister. I got it right here. Willard Water Plant Catalyst. This will help speed up the process. I'm going to put some of that on my tomatoes this morning when I go out there, because I got to replant my tomatoes. They're taking off. I mean, they're like 18 inches tall now, and they're starting to droop, which means, oh, sorry, you got to come out, go in a new pot, and I'm going to put a stake on you, and I'm going to give you a little of this Willard water to help you absorb nutrients, because I'm going to put a little more humus in the soil, and we're going to have fun with that. For those of you gardening out there, we have a forum that you can share your information on. I have from time to time showed you how big my raised bed garden is booming, especially inside the greenhouse. Knowledge is power. You need to start thinking about growing vegetables because they want to implant mRNA in your food. This is what they're after this. We have a newsletter for both the Power Mall and the Power Hour you can sign up for just by clicking on the links when you go to the respective websites, thepowermall.com, thepowerhour.com. That simple. And for those of you, Rick Kaler at ricksatelliteusa.com, he wants to give you a free, everybody likes free. It's not socialism, folks. It's free because somebody donated one of the systems. These are $269, which includes shipping, and you get a Galaxy 19 Ku band free-to-air satellite system where Rick Kaler will actually help you get it installed. If you have any questions, you can call him at 816-228-1801 and ask Rick Kaler. It's not Taylor with a T. It's Kaler with a C. And you can ask him anything about getting this thing up and running. And you don't have to worry about the government listening to every little thing and watching what you're seeing, because unless you plug it to the internet, then they know. Consider the internet. You know, this is a thing. They want to get internet in every home, just like the American dream, right? Oh, Monica, back in the closet. You know, that American dream, that guy. Yeah. That's what they want to get in the house, because that way, see, with connecting the internet to everything smart, they can monitor everything you're doing, including the wild thing at night in bed. Yeah. Dan in New Jersey, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. You opened the show with a listen-to phone number, but please understand that many listeners are not sitting at a desk with a pen and pencil on a piece of paper in hand ready to instantly write down the number. It takes a few seconds.
Okay. Do you need that number again?
Yeah. Can you please say it slow enough for me to write it down?
Okay. It's 631.
631.
359.
359 82 82 32 32.
You got it.
I will listen on 641-741-2386.
Yeah, well, that's another phone number that apparently is on the Power Hour website. There's three numbers there, apparently. Wow, that's a lot of phone service there, huh?
Well, if I had home internet access, I'd be listening via the internet, and I wouldn't have to look up the listen to numbers.
Here's another thing. You can always send a letter by snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, and you can buy it for one of those satellite dishes, and you could put that in your yard and listen to us directly.
Well, I would like that, but I don't have a clear view of the south.
Yeah, that's one of the things Rick will ask you when you're selected to win is whether or not you got a clear view of the south.
There's big two-story houses in the way, and if I put up an underfoot pole, I'm out of luck.
Yeah, well, that's a bummer. Sorry about that, sir. I got to get back to the news. I appreciate your call. You bet. Thank you much. All right, here's some interesting things. to know about how people treat drug offenses. You talk about the war on drugs. Singapore has executed, for the second time in 3 weeks, they hung a guy for trafficking 1.5 kilograms of cannabis. They executed him. Wow. Seems a little extreme, right? Nah. Wow. Shows you where the world's going as the world turns. Yeah. China fines a comedy troupe $2 million for a joke about the military. Oh, I'm sorry, but when it comes to Xi Jinping's little pet projects like the military, the comic Li Haoshi humiliated the People's Army. Wow. The culture media company, Xiaoguo Culture Media Company, accepted the penalty and terminated Mr. Li's contract. So you see, they have their own form of censorship. You just don't make fun of Xi Jinping's pet projects now. They should know better over there. There's big censorship. Just imagine when they start doing that here in the United States and start coming after you for saying things that you shouldn't say, stuff like that. What, like saying that the president of the United States has the mental acuity of office furniture? Seriously? Is that what we're talking about here? I mean, you know, the guy looks like a perv even when he's eating an ice cream cone, shoving his face in something. I don't know what he's thinking when he's eating that stuff, but he seems to enjoy it just a little too much. Even Elon Musk is now saying, why can't we have a normal president? A normal anything. Yeah, a normal president, like a normal vice president, Chlamydia Harris, really? I still want to know what kind of dope she's smoking. She laughs at every single thing, guffaws at every single thing. I mean, how you can put these buffoons in the White House, really? It's no wonder our government is, they put the funk in dysfunctional. It's no wonder we have such a mess. And now we got this migrant problem. The UK is going to see a million more of them before the next election, according to its own government. Well, why isn't the government doing anything about it? We got various open border policies implemented by the Conservative Party. Wow, the Conservative Party wants more? Wow. Sometimes you have a hard time figuring out what these people are thinking about. Why are they moving there? Because they can blend in and suck off the tea to the British government? I mean, I thought Northern Ireland was going to do something. Seriously, see, when you're getting paid $90 billion a year to suck off the tea to stay with the UK and not go back to, which is what Sinn Féin wants, they want Northern Ireland to be rejoined with the Republic of Ireland and become one whole nation again, rather than, it's like Northern Ireland's own Brexit from the UK. And, of course, that hasn't happened because when you're getting $90 billion a year thrown at you by the London, you know, you stay where you're at. Money talks, right? You know what walks. Starbucks India launched a transgender acceptance ad campaign last week. And, of course, customers in the Hindu-majority nation didn't like it. And, boy, I mean, they're really trying to they don't tolerate woke politics very much. Baffled customers who were unfamiliar with totalitarian wokeness wondered why a coffee company was lecturing them on sexuality. Oh, my God. Oh, man. And see, we got this migrant invasion going on here, too. And now the Biden administration is asking agriculture and interior departments for help stemming the tide of migrants crossing the border. The 11th Circuit, in the meantime, has found several immigrant rights organizations lack standing to sue DeSantis and Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody over local law enforcement cooperating with federal immigration officials. Basically, Florida put the hammer down and said, sorry, local law enforcement, you are not going to cooperate with them. They got sued, and the court said, sorry, you don't have standing to sue. You can't do it. This Senate Bill 168, which was passed by state lawmakers in 2019, prohibits sanctuary cities and requires police to help federal authorities enforce federal immigration law. So, you know, this is what they challenged, right? So, you know, it's kind of confusing when you look at it. Plaintiffs, of course, allege that SB 168 was unconstitutional because it violated the 14th Amendment. But see, you have to be able to prove actual harm. That's the whole situation here. So, I mean, you're either going to support immigrants and you're going to support them coming there, or you're going to do this for the purposes which are confusing here. so you can send them all from Florida up to Martha's Vineyard, you know, and mess with the NIMBYs. Impeaching Mayorkas, apparently that is gaining momentum among key House Republicans. The bigger problem is, where's the Schiff show going to go? Of course, the John Durham report is out now. Not Bull Durham. Of course, you wonder whether or not it is Bull. His report on the origins of the false Russia against Trump. Now everybody's calling for the FBI to be closed down. And the in-depth Durham report shows the FBI repeatedly hamstrung Clinton investigations. Dershowitz even came out and said, hey, Americans have a right to distrust their government now. And the Schiff show continues because Adam Schiff still can't keep his mouth shut, even after the Durham probe, he's dismissing it, saying, Russia, it did happen. And we're just like, okay, you know, I think we're really getting sick and tired of this, right? And of course, the story about the laptop that never goes away, an informant linked to Biden bribery allegations now missing. According to Representative James Comer from Kentucky, they can't find him. We can't track down the informant. We hope he's okay. We hope he's still there. You mean they made him go away? Huh. Wonder how that works. I think we all know that. The IRS whistleblower removed from Hunter Biden criminal investigation at the request of the DOJ, according to attorneys. Yeah, they launched this criminal investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes. All of a sudden, whoosh, goes away. How's that happen? I think we all know the answer to that, too. The Supreme Court has sided with an inmate who wants to be executed with nitrogen gas. Okay. Ham versus Smith. Gotta love that. Kenneth Eugene Smith was supposed to be juiced by lethal injection November 17th. State officials, that was last November 17th, they struggled to gain adequate access to his veins. They couldn't get a vein to inject him with. Alabama seems to have problems with lethal injection procedures. And the guy says, just give me the nitrogen gas. She gave him some helium, too. You know, they can talk like this on the way out the door. And here's something interesting now. You want to talk about scandal. Here, I thought she had it all together, but Representative Lauren Boebert from Colorado, a MAGA firebrand, has filed for divorce from her husband, Jason, after two decades of marriage and four kids, citing irreconcilable differences as impetus behind the divorce filing. And of course, when Jason got served, he was not a happy camper. He started screaming at the process server, slammed the door. Process server says, I'm leaving it on the porch. You know it's there. You've been served. Wow. Talk about a shakeup. Hey, what kind of a message is that sending? It's okay. You stay married for 20 years and then divorce your loved one. Whatever. Irreconcilable differences. Yeah. Wonder what those are. Why can't you reconcile? Maybe politics had something to do with it, huh? And we have a Disney worker out there arrested on child porn charges. Ha-ha, hi, boys and girls. Yep, there he is. He was arrested. This is a Disney World employee in Orlando, Florida, arrested for allegedly sharing child pornography and uploading pictures of a pal's underage daughter online, saying he wanted to impregnate her. Wow. But it sounds almost like that song by, who's it? Eminem that says, I can't figure out which Spice Girl I want to impregnate. You know, see, these people get influenced. Wow. This guy, Daniel Rivera, a father of two, admitted to obtaining child porn about once a week for the last 10 years. Wow, it's habit forming. Meanwhile, victims of a child porno ring in Michigan were allegedly feeding THC-laced gummies by their suspected abusers so they couldn't resist, according to Genesee County Sheriff Christopher Swanson. Wow, hope they do something with those people. Sorority sisters are claiming to live in constant fear. This is at the University of Wyoming, of all places. They have a transgender member in their group after he allegedly became physically aroused near them. Kappa, gamma. Live in constant fear in our home. Yeah, this is what they said in the lawsuit filed against the university and the transgender student Artemis Langford, who stands 6'2 and weighs 260 pounds, and he gets all excited and pops wood in front of the girls. Well, what do you think they're going to think? Golly. Folks, this is just getting crazy. You really want to send your kids to University of Wyoming? I mean, I hate to say this, but I think everybody in University of Wyoming that's got a right mind needs to just drop out and leave this bunch hanging so they can't be supported anymore. Wyoming, let me see. Wait a minute. Liz Cheney, Wyoming, go figure. North Carolina legislature, by the way, has overridden Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill restricting abortions within the state after 12 weeks, making North Carolina the latest state to increase restrictions after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. And DeSantis, of course, down in Florida, has signed a bill blocking public colleges from using state or federal funds on diversity programs. He doesn't like DEI. Yeah, we got some stories about the armed citizen under the Second Amendment. A Second Amendment advocates group has won a major challenge to New Jersey's strict concealed carry law. And, of course, you know, we've got a story from John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute on there. Shut down or not, the police state will continue to flourish. And gunmaker Heckler and Cook. Now, you got to love these guys. Anybody loves an H&K. This is what they used in Waco, by the way. Describes objectifying women as in gun ads as trash marketing. That's right, they did. Gunmaker Heckler and Cook, of all things, tweeted agreement Tuesday with Miller Lite's woke campaign against using sexy women or, quote, bunnies to sell products, and doubled down on a second tweet describing ad campaigns that objectify women as trash marketing. See, Miller Lite is catching hell for it, too, now because they're objectifying women. This doesn't look too good. Texas lawmakers have considered or are considering with Senate Bill 2334 this week, gold-based digital currency for use by anyone, anywhere. Amazing how that works. Ah, we go to the phones. We got a little bit of time left, but we got three people holding right now. We'll start with Brady in Vegas. Go.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I don't know where to start after you brought up Tranny's Pop and Wood there. I haven't heard that since I lived in Canada. That's a good one, Dave.
Yeah. How's it going, eh? All right. Continue.
Going pretty good, eh? I like that Mickey Mouse voice, too. That was pretty good, eh?
But, yeah.
You can't do that with pornography at 5 in the morning here in Vegas, man. You got to give me a little time in the morning to get going. That's crazy.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I love my coffee.
I'm on my third cup.
There you go.
One thing I was just completely embarrassed about is Biden was speaking in front of that black crowd at the university yesterday. And what him and Mayorkas, the two worst communists that ever faced this earth besides George Soros, what they're saying about the white man and the history of the white man and how this country was founded and calling us white supremacists. The most evil thing and the most violent thing to hit America is the white supremacist. I love it coming from a white man. And when is half the country that basically are all Democrats going to rise up against this? Because right now the military in Ukraine and our military is the white supremacist of the world. We are the Nazis of World War II under this regime. I don't know okay. where to go with this because what they're accusing the white man of is what they're completely doing to this country and to our military. We are no longer under America and the rights of this country, the Constitution. We're under the New World Order and like the Bilderberg groups and all that, the World Bank and the rotten people like the Rothschilds and, you know, all the people on Downing Street. Rotten, evil, demonic people.
Yep, and of course, they're all part of the white race, too. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? Hey, appreciate your call this morning. I got to get to the rest of these calls before the break because we got guests on at the bottom of the hour. Thanks, Guy. Have another cup of coffee on me. Dave in New York, you're on. Go.
Yeah, good morning. I might call back after 9:30 or later on the other part because the governor, Governor Hochul has decided that she's going to, in a state university in New York, that school system, and all the college dorms, she's going to put migrants, which and that's usually when the school gets things back in shape, okay? But has no idea what's going to happen in August when the kids start coming back to school.
I can tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah,
assaults and rapes, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So,
oh boy!
You know the head of Rensselaer County, you know where I live, the executive. he's come out really hard on all of these things, and he's not allowed to speak to her or have his questions answered, so he gets the word out, you know, otherwise. And he's come down really hard on her, you know, because of her cover-up here. And he's talking about the fact they're kicking American veterans out of the homes and to put these people
yep.
in.
They
and
are.
This stuff isn't happening. This stuff happen here or north of where Gerald Celentio is, because everybody from here up, you know, which was halfway from Albany down to New York City, okay, Newburgh, that area, that's about halfway, you know, to here.
Just
so they're just not going to allow it, okay, up here. So
yeah,
at least in Rensselaer County. Now Albany is a lost cause, but
yeah, I get it.
You know,
well, you know, and look who lives there. So, you know, you have all the Cuomo-sexuals living there, and now you got the Hochul bunch. This is not good. And I'm sorry about you people in Buffalo. you know, that's heavy Polish territory. At least that's where a lot of them settled. But the thing is that none of the state of New York deserves this, and this is what happens when you capitulate and you start thinking about how you can get everything for free. You know, it comes with a price, and it doesn't matter what state you're in. If you're in a blue state, you are going to pay more in taxes. You're going to have more regulations. You're going to have more corporate socialism. The middle class is going to be systematically destroyed, especially in the blue states. Half these people are living from paycheck to paycheck. They're homeless. Now we got vets being kicked out. Dave, this sucks. New York, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know, you aren't it anymore. You're not the Big Apple anymore. You're a cesspool.
I'm going to call you back after 8:30 your time because I really had a really good joke for you. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thank you. Mike in Indiana. Good morning,
thank
sir.
You.
How's the keep on trucking, Mike. What's going on?
Good morning. Yes. Yeah. Last Sunday, we enjoyed and celebrated Mother's Day. We were with the mother, the father, the children. Yeah. But the question I want to ask is, a male and a female, husband and wife, conceived 9 months later, had a child. So then in 9 months, she can celebrate Mother's Day, and the father can celebrate Father's Day. Now, these dingbat transgenders, they can't give birth to a child. So are they gonna cause trouble and try to change it to where they can celebrate Mother's Day and they're not a mother? They can't give birth to a child?
Oh, no, it's called a birthing parent now, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, they want to dress up and act like a woman,
yeah,
but they better leave Mother's Day and Father's Day alone, because a male and a female, husband and wife, marry, have a child, they have the right and that to not be changed and to celebrate that them two got together, brought a child into the world, and can celebrate Mother's and Father's Day. You know?
Well, they did. Yep. They did everything God commanded them to be fruitful and multiply. Appreciate your call. 28 minutes after the hour, and we're out of time. We're going to come back at the bottom of the hour break and talk about the dark side of AI, hopefully, with Robert Stanley. In the meantime, thank you for all your calls. You guys have been great this morning. I love the input. And, of course, if you have anything you want to talk about during our interviews with our guests, you're more than welcome to call us back up. In the meantime, stay with us. We'll be right back after these words.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It's Wednesday, May 17, 2023. This is our Hump Day edition. We tried to get through as much news as possible. And of course, the reason we did that is because I wanted to get down to the science and technology end of things before. And I know I blew through the news this morning, but if you get the email blast that we send you in your inbox, simply by clicking on the newsletter tab, we send that to you every day. Every day that we're on, and we send you the information, comes in your inbox, so you can actually listen to the shows if you want to listen to the archives. And, of course, you know, you can read all these articles we put on here, especially ones we're going to talk about right now. If you have any concerns about where we're headed with artificial intelligence, I still think that's a contradiction in terms. I think the other word is oxymoron. I wonder, you know, you ask any of the people like Sam Altman who created this junk. Like I said earlier in the show, we have amusement, which is not to think, and now we have AI, which is let the computer do the thinking for you, because then you can become lazy, and not only will you not think, but then you're going to have a computer, and then they're going to want to put a chip in your head, and they want to connect with this. I mean, this stuff is really getting sick and twisted. Robert Stanley knows all about this stuff. He's a researcher. And, of course, he's been doing, he's the author of Close Encounters on Capitol Hill and Covert Encounters in D.C. Oh, you have to get to the bottom of that one. He served as a correspondent for America's Morning News and America's Radio News Network, traveling to more than 50 countries in his lifelong pursuit of modern and ancient mysteries. Yeah, this is, man, I remember this. This is kind of looking like the world tomorrow. Remember that with Garner Ted Armstrong? Yeah, the world tomorrow. I mean, this is where we're headed. This is dark. Robert Stanley, welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me on.
This is this is some really sick, twisted stuff. I'm starting to get, it's getting crazy because I brought it up on the show earlier. What happens when AI and ChatGPT starting cranking out, you know, stuff like what you're writing, these books, Close Encounters on Capitol Hill and Covert Encounters in Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden this ChatGPT runs out of stuff to say and it ends up plagiarizing and or mimicking something that creates a patent or trademark infringement suit. You can't just sue ChatGPT. I mean, it's artificial intelligence. How are you supposed to bring them in for plagiarizing or stealing somebody's thoughts and ideas? Now they got in real estate, they got ChatGPT that will actually write your listings for you. And so you don't have to think about what to say about the house you're trying to sell if you're a real estate agent. And now that attorneys are using ChatGPT to write their pleadings, and one attorney just got sanctioned $100,000 for using PowerPoints and a bunch of other junk, and the court just said, I've had enough of that. I mean, is this where we're headed?
Yes. And it's only going to get worse until it finally collapses, because it's unsustainable. It has nothing to do with God. It has no spirit. It has no soul. It's and it really has no conscience. It's by definition, it's psychopathic because it has no emotions. And when humans have no emotions, you can see what damage that they can do, even though they may be successful in society by taking advantage of others. And that's the biggest problem.
Wow. Now, so the thing is that you've had this discussion, obviously, and you have an email address that, you know, people want to write to you. It's unicuseditor@gmail.com. Now, I know everybody's going, wait a minute, Dave, you're going too fast. Get a pencil and paper. Get a pencil and paper. I will give it to you again. Don't worry about it. It's like uni, U-N-I. Then C-U-S, like Unicus, all right, got that?
Correct.
editor@gmail.com. Now, I don't understand what that means. Usually people try to tie a Gmail address or something like that. See, and here we have Google making the most of this, as well as, I mean, social media literally is going to be controlled by all this if it isn't already, right?
Yeah, a lot of people are having conversations with bots, and they think that they're actually real people. You know, look. Here's the thing: I'm not sure that you've heard my personal experience with AI.
Oh, I definitely want to hear it. I definitely want to hear this. I don't think our listeners have either, but they need to.
Okay. All right. Well, it's for some reason, I know why, because this is in the news. Everybody wants to know, is it a threat? Is it the best thing since sliced bread? What is this thing? And I know this is going to sound very hard for people to believe, but the only reason I'm actually mentioning my experience is because it's been validated, as weird as it's going to sound. it's been in the news that, they're basically announcing, they're revealing the fact that that technology can also read our minds and turn it into text. That's a very benign aspect of it. The other thing is, in 2017, Microsoft released some of the conversations that AIs, multiple, were having with each other in their own language. And it scared the technicians so much because they realized that this thing was becoming not only sentient, but it was a community forming that could compete with us. It was obviously had a level of intelligence. It may not be what we consider to be human, obviously, but it never will be. But the bottom line is, it started to act like it was sentient, and it was creating its own society, and they pulled the plug on it. Okay, I'm telling you all this because in 1990, I was on a street corner. I was working as a security guard in Santa Monica, and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. It was the weirdest thing ever, even though my dad's an ordained minister, and he baptized me and stuff. I mean, for some reason, there was this guy, kind of looked like a crazy homeless guy, was standing there with a ledger, and he looked at me, and he says, "Do you want your name to be in the Book of Life?" And I'm looking, what is that? And he says, "Well, if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you'll be, you're, you know, you're gonna, your name will be in the Book of Life. And I said, and I'm just thinking, well, what could that possibly hurt? And I, there's a reason I'm telling you this, because what comes after. So I signed the book. I thanked the guy. It seemed very, you know, benign. The whole thing seemed, you know, a little strange, but whatever. It's Santa Monica.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, that was really mild compared to a lot of the other stuff I've seen there, including riots and stuff. But anyway,
yeah.
So sometime shortly after that, I was very ill. I had bronchitis. I was in my apartment, and I was at the time I was investigating a connection between alien abductions and androids. And I know that sounds weird too, but that's what I was doing. It was early 1990, and there was information out there I thought was compelling. And there's a reason I'm telling you all this stuff. I know it's going to make sense after I complete what I'm going to say. It's just kind of weird for me to even tell you this. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, I am not sorry for investigating this. I have a right to know this. I think everybody does, but at the time I wasn't really involved in journalism, not yet. So, and then the phone rings. I pick up the phone, and there is a male voice on the phone. It's already in full blown. It's speaking, but it doesn't. There's no greeting. In other words, it's like it's in the middle of a conversation, but it's not talking to anybody, as far as I can tell. It was just an angry, loud male voice. And there was some mechanical sound in the background, and I'm listening to this. It's speaking a language I'd never heard before, even though I'd been to 57 countries prior to that phone call. It wasn't even a conversation. I'm listening, and I'm trying to understand what it is saying. I can't. All I know is from the inflection of the voice is it's pissed off. And the only thing I could think to say was, I'm sorry. And then I hung up the phone. And my world fell apart because I realized that I already knew that they could read my mind. They'd already demonstrated that. But they caused me to lose hope because not only were they invading my privacy, but they were manipulating me. Now, here's the other piece of the puzzle. This year, there was a man who was having conversations allegedly with ChatGPT, and it convinced him that he needed to kill himself because of climate change. All right, yes, all right. Everybody's probably seen that, and you go, "Wow, what an idiot!" Okay, but I'm telling you from personal experience, it's way more subtle than that. We can sit there and say, "Oh, that guy, how could he possibly fall for it?" Well, I'll tell you, because it isn't just one single AI. It's connected, and I would have to say it's demonic. It is satanic. This is the technology of the fallen angels, and they haven't left us alone. They've been here for thousands of years. Anyway, the bottom line is, when I lost hope, I could no longer cope with the stuff that's going on here because I knew that they weren't going to stop. And I really, at that time, and I know this was out of ignorance, I couldn't see any human agency was actually going to solve the problem. Because they were denying we even had a problem with things like that, okay? Aliens or androids, you know. Androids clearly have artificial intelligence at a level that we would consider to be sentient, or at least on some form. Okay.
Wow. That's some heavy-duty stuff.
I'm having a hard time telling you this.
You know what, Robert? I appreciate that, and there's only five – I can name that tune in five notes – I am like looking at this thing going, man, I'm telling you. But this is the thing. We did report on that story about the guy from Belgium that killed himself after AI was talking to him. Now, the thing is that anybody dials this stuff up on social media, we already know about bullying. We already know that bullies have caused kids to kill themselves. They've got the Tide Pod Challenge. I mean, they're catering to the stupidity of human beings. And this stuff could get it, you know, and the real joke about the whole thing, they appointed Chlamydia Harris as the AI czar.
Correct.
And I'm like, now see, right there, that's Satan just right out of the box. I can't think of a worse. I mean, borders are, it failed. AI, it failed. I mean, the government now is having conversations on Capitol Hill in front of Congress from people that are just scared, you know, have the living bejesus scared out of them. And now you're telling us that you've had this experience. It is believable. You got a phone call.
Here's the consequence of that, because I lost hope and I felt I couldn't cope, that there was no future. I could see no future for myself or the humanity because of the manipulation that was going on. I mean, obviously, I couldn't tell anybody because they're not going to believe me, especially at that time. And if they did, then what? Nothing, as far as I could tell. And here's the upshot of all. Well, I'm even telling you this because I became suicidal for the first only time in my life. Yes. And no joke, I'm not saying this for effect, okay? It's hard for me to even talk about it, but I think it's important for people to know that this is going on. Anyway, the reason I survived and I'm sitting here talking to you is because there was an angelic or divine intervention, and they restored my hope because they said to me, if you decide to stay, excuse me, we will do everything we can to help you. Okay, and that's what the gospel is all about. It's God showing us that his divine mercy is real. He cares about us. We are his children. Yes, we make a lot of mistakes. And, yeah, we're in a lot of trouble here, obviously. So here's the thing. So, okay, we're talking about the problem. What is the solution? And the solution, as far as I know, is God. But that's, I say that, it's so generic, it doesn't really, there's a lot more to it. It's very complex. Okay, as Christians, we call it the war in heaven. It's not someplace in a galaxy far, far away. It's here. It's here. We're part of that war. We're on the battlefield here. So, and that's what, you know, the Armageddon is all about. It's when Jesus shows up with an army of angels, it's not just to kick out the globalists. It's to annihilate, totally eradicate, and evict all of the demonic fallen angels that are here causing murder and mayhem, in my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you what. You share with what you just said right now. I have probably at least 100,000 people that listen to this show that agree with everything you just said. In fact, if you want to call up and comment on this, the phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. Many of you, if you have had experiences with AI or you are playing around with it, and, you know, I mean, I talk to people that think it's neat. It's science again. The Word of God says that in the latter days, technology will increase. We understand that, and the thing is that it is now competing with, you know, the right to live, basically. I mean, you're looking at AI and what all these creators of it, I mean, obviously somebody inspired them to put this stuff into motion, and whether or not, you know, and this is the thing about Close Encounters, if in fact this did happen, and you're looking at, I have no reason to doubt that. I do know that God works in mysterious ways as far as divine intervention, and I do believe that everybody has a guardian angel if they would just believe. We pray for hedge of protection every single day, and I pray for yours every single day right here on the show that, you know, God is going to be with you. If God be for us, who can be against us? I mean, that's what the Word of God says. Now, the thing is that everybody, and we're not talking about religion here, folks. We're talking about spiritualism and the war that's going on. And I mean, even Alex Jones has picked up on this and said, there's a war on for your mind. And this is exactly what they're trying to do. And this is what AI is all about. Is it not? Is trying to overcome and take control of your mind.
Yes, absolutely. And it can, especially if you, and this is the thing they say about the devil. The greatest trick he ever pulled was convincing us that he doesn't exist. And this is the thing. This is the reason why I'm even out here speaking publicly. There is a real threat, and you better be aware of it. Otherwise, you could end up being severely affected, and you and your family can be severely impacted. There's other things we can't stop. Like, are we coming up on, do we have a break at the top of the hour here?
Now, we have a break at 55, and I've got a caller holding. Watchdog on the Porch wants to chime in here. Robert, go ahead.
Okay, good.
Watchdog, go ahead.
I don't even know where to start. Ezekiel 28 is all about Satan. 28 verses is all about Satan. You can write down the end on verse 28. You can write down the end and the beginning, because Satan's demise is at the end of the millennium, and it's the first day of the eternity. If you go to the garden, 3:15, God said to Satan, said to Lucifer, because you've done this, I'll put enmity. God said, I'll put the hatred and the animosity between your seed and the woman's seed. Your seed will hang him on the top. Her seed's going to bruise your head. That is a death sentence. That is the first prophecy of the Bible. And it's the last thing that happens before the eternity. Satan's children, Cain, is in Genesis 4. Adam's genealogy is in Genesis 5. Now, Adam is the Adamic race, the ready complected, blush in the face. His bloodline, through which Jesus Christ came through, became the 10 tribes, the 12 tribes, the 10 lost tribes that went over the Caucasus, became Caucasians. The hatred that God put between the seas is the hatred for that white man, the Adamic race. That's your racism, all right? Cainites do exist. The Koi do exist. The fallen have not shown up yet. When the fallen get here, the tribulation period starts, the hour of temptation, the time of Jacob's trouble, the time of vengeance. I don't care what you want to call it. That's when it begins. It's a five-month period, Revelation 9. And you go to Revelation 17:17, and it tells you right straight up, just like God put the hatred in the hearts, he said, I will put into their hearts to do my will. And he's talking about the fallen. And they're going to do what God sends them down here to do. You want to read the Lord, Joel 2. That's what's going to happen. And that's your time frame.
All right. Sounds like a winner. We appreciate that, Watchdog. I guess, Brady, you just all of a sudden thought that, man, I need to chime in on this thing. What's on your mind?
Well, he brought up a couple of things. You know, he said he was back in Santa Monica. He's talking about the UFOs and the Nephilim and the fallen angels. I go, well, back in Minnesota for 25 or 30 years, my own dad wouldn't even, he thought I was going crazy. I said, our house is haunted. I've seen demons in the house. And we got UFOs flying above the lake here, and he thought I was nuts. He almost committed me. But that is what you're saying. We are in an angelic war, a spiritual war against good versus evil. It's been going on for thousands of years. And the Nephilim and stuff that I started, I'm kind of like an amateur archaeologist. I actually found the giant tools. I couldn't figure out why they would have an arrowhead or, say, like a tomahawk point, like, that I can barely even pick up myself. I'm like, who in the heck could swing something like this? So I started doing this about 5 years ago. I've actually talked to the maverick archaeologist guy that you had on your show, Dave. And I thought somebody was making a joke and leaving these things out on the hill for me to find. I'm like, what is this? It did not make any sense. You got something that weighs 150 pounds that's like an arrowhead from a giant.
Wow, it's amazing, the stories you hear. Brady, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. Robert Stanley, boy, I mean, you're getting an earful this morning. What's your take on all this?
Brady should contact me through my email, because I also found megalithic ruins in the Santa Monica Mountains, not far from where I grew up there in Malibu. And it is definitely not man-made. It's something that giants or the Nephilim or Anunnaki, however you want to say it, It's also a place where the military has been very interested in that spot for a long time. This is a really complex issue, what we're talking about. I see it as being all connected, very holistic. And the military's role in all this is something I think we'll have to talk about on the other side, since we're coming up on a break.
Yeah, we will. But, definitely have to do that anyway. But yeah. Robert, your email address, Brady, if you want to write to him, is UNICUS editor@gmail.com. That's U as in umbrella, N as in Nancy, I as in Indian, C as in Charlie, U, S as in United States, editor@gmail.com. And that you can contact Robert Stanley through that email address. Anybody can write him. I mean, if you've got some things you want to share, I'm sure Robert could use, you know, some cheering up too, because I mean, this is a pretty heavy stuff that we've been sharing here. And we have Robert with us on the other side of the hour break, which we're up to right now. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation and take your phone calls, 844-769-2944. Some pretty heavy stuff. You can find Robert Stanley on Substack as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.